Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday morning, September 11th, 2022 episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I'm Wayne Floyd, your host, and we're going to, I'm going to work to get this done relatively quickly and in the can and out to you so I can get ready to go to church myself. And saying that, I want to encourage you, find a good local church, a good biblical teaching local church, a good God-honoring local church. I've mentioned before, I'll mention again, there are a number of church finders out there. Founders Ministry, F-O-U-N-D-E-R-S, Founders Ministries. They have a church finder on their site. These are good Founders Associated churches. They're solid, biblical. They are Baptist or Baptistic, but they are good, solid churches. Excuse me, and pastors. And Master Seminary, I know they have one. I'm not exactly sure where it is, but it's associated with Master Seminaries. They have a church finder as well of gentlemen that are graduates with a Master's of Divinity from Master Seminary. Those are going to be very, very solid men of God as well. So I would definitely, either one of those, I would definitely get out there and find. You may be able to find other ways as well. I actually went through a church, my wife and I, we're a little bit in between churches. We've been continually attending churches we trust. They just aren't our church at this point. And we're actually going to go to another one today. This is one we previously had attended and were members of, and actually where I was baptized as a believer, and then the pastor and I baptized my wife and my children as believers, and we're going to be going back there. And this is a new pastor, has been more recent, and again, it's been years and years since we've gone there, probably like 10 since we've attended there, but you can go find them, and you can read through their statement of faith. And their statement of faith is super, super solid. The way they teach, all of that is on the website. It was very, very encouraging to see that. So we're going to go over and attend there and see how things are. And, we still have friends there, and we want to go see them, people that are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we want to go see them. So we're going to be going over there. So that's why I want to go ahead and get this in the can. And I know I'm rambling a little bit, but I wanted to touch base with you. But again, As I said yesterday, as I said the day before, and as I want to continue to say, yes, we need to be in the scripture, reading the scriptures and in prayer, or in listening to the scriptures and in prayer, however we do it. And that's why I'm doing this podcast, to get it out there, to expose you more and more, and to expose myself more and more, to take it in myself. I love to read. Reading helps me. And in this case, reading it out loud to you can help me more, help me to be edified by the scriptures, help you to be edified by the scriptures. So that's why I'm doing it. But the key, and I absolutely agree with Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, who in his writings, speaking of the primacy, the primary place of preaching and teaching of the scriptures, particularly preaching of the scriptures, you need to sit under them. You need to sit under them. That is the primary tool that God uses on you and I to convict us, to set us up, to prepare us for the regenerative work of the Holy Spirit in us. As I've talked before, to remove that heart of stone and to give us that heart of flesh, that heart that can be molded and manipulated and shaped into the likeness of Christ, so that we walk like Christ. We walk like God. We are imitators of them, as Ephesians 5 speaks of being imitators of God. That is the primary tool he uses So we've got to be out there sitting under the preaching and teaching and not through live streaming. I mean, if you physically can't get there, truly physically can't get there, I understand. But if you can, you've got no excuse. And even if you got to drive a long way, I'm sorry. I know that's tough. I'm fortunate today is not that long, though last week where we went is a little longer of a pull. Not as long as some people I know have to go, but they do it anyways. They explicitly bypass unsolid churches near them to go an hour plus to churches that are solid every Sunday. So please make that commitment. That is our key commitment, one of our key commitments, along with taking the gospel to all the nations. So please commit to do that. So we're going to go ahead and try to get this in the can. Again, I've got all the links to what I'm going to be reading this morning in the show notes for you. And I've also got at the bottom of them the links for the hard copies of where I'm reading from, A Valley of Vision of Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and where you can get the Legacy Standard Bible. It's 316 Publishing, where you can get the Legacy Standard Bible. And I would definitely recommend a hard copy. I don't have one of the Legacy Standard Bible yet. My wife and I are planning on getting one. We're trying to figure out when we're going to get one. But the other two, I would have Valley of Vision and Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, are definitely a must. I would definitely say they are a must. So let's go ahead and get rolling with our reading this morning. So again, as I do every morning, we're going to read Resting on God and Grace and Trials. So let me take a quick swig of water here. Feeling a little dry this morning. I mean, it's the desert, go figure, even with the rain. Okay. Resting on God. O God, most high, most glorious, the thought of thine infinite serenity cheers me, for I am toiling and moiling, troubled and distressed. But thou art forever at perfect peace. Thy designs cause thee no fear or care of unfulfillment. They stand fast as the eternal hills. Thy power knows no bond, thy goodness no stint. Thou bringest order out of confusion, and my defeats are thy victories. The Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. I come to thee as a sinner with cares and sorrows, to leave every concern entirely to thee, every sin calling for Christ's precious blood. Revive deep spirituality in my heart. Let me live near to the great shepherd, hear his voice, know its tones, follow its calls. Keep me from deception by causing me to abide in the truth, from harm by helping me to walk in the power of the Spirit. Give me intenser faith in the eternal verities, burning into me by experience the things I know. Let me never be ashamed of the truth of the gospel, that I may bear its reproach, vindicated, see Jesus as its essence, know in it the power of the Spirit. Lord, help me, for I am often lukewarm and chill. Unbelief mars my confidence. Sin makes me forget thee. Let the weeds that grow in my soul be cut at their roots. Grant me to know that I truly live only when I live to thee, that all else is trifling. Thy presence alone can make me holy, devout, strong, and happy. Abide in me, gracious God. Amen. And Grace and Trials. Father of mercies, hear me for Jesus' sake. I am sinful even in my closest walk with thee. It is of thy mercy I died not long ago. Thy grace has given me faith in the cross, by which thou hast reconciled thyself to me and me to thee, drawing me by thy great love, reckoning me as innocent in Christ, though guilty in myself. Giver of all graces, I look to thee for strength to maintain them in me, for it is hard to practice what I believe. Strengthen me against temptations. My heart is an unexhausted fountain of sin, a river of corruption since childhood days, flowing on in every pattern of behavior. Thou hast disarmed me of the means in which I trusted, and I have no strength but in thee. Thou alone canst hold back my evil ways, but without thy grace to sustain me, I fall. Satan's darts quickly inflame me, and the shield that should quench them easily drops from my hand. Empower me against his wiles and assaults. Keep me sensible of my weakness and of my dependence upon thy strength. Let every trial teach me more of thy peace, more of thy love. Thy Holy Spirit is given to increase thy graces, and I cannot preserve or improve them unless he works continually in me. May he confirm my trust in thy promised help, and let me walk humbly in dependence upon thee, for Jesus' sake. And now, first day morning, as we do the typically whatever day of the week is, the morning prayer. First day morning, Sunday being the first day. O Lord, we commune with thee every day, but weekdays are worldly days, and secular concerns reduce heavenly impressions. We bless thee, therefore, for the day sacred to our souls, when we can wait upon thee and be refreshed. We thank thee for the institutions of religion, by use of which we draw near to thee, and thou to us. We rejoice in another Lord's Day, when we call off our minds from the cares of the world, and attend upon thee without distraction. Let our retirement be devout, our conversation edifying, our reading pious, our hearing profitable, that our souls may be quickened and elevated. We are going to the house of prayer. Pour upon us the spirit of grace and supplication. We are going to the house of praise. Awaken in us every grateful and cheerful emotion. We are going to the house of instruction. Give testimony to the word preached, and glorify it in the hearts of all who hear. May it enlighten the ignorant, awaken the careless, reclaim the wandering, establish the weak, comfort the feeble-minded, make ready a people for their Lord. Be a sanctuary to all who cannot come. Forget not those who never come, and do thou bestow upon us benevolence towards our dependents, forgiveness towards our enemies, peaceableness towards our neighbors, openness towards our fellow Christians. Amen. All right, and now we're going to do a new thing in Valley of Vision. They also have not only a first day morning, but a Lord's Day morning, and we're going to go ahead and do that this morning as well. So this is the Lord's Day morning prayer. O Maker and Upholder of all things, day and night are thine. They are also mine from me. The night to rid me of the cares of the day, to refresh my weary body. To refresh my weary body, to renew my natural strength. The day to summon me to new activities, to give me opportunity to glorify thee, to serve my generation, to acquire knowledge, holiness, eternal life. But one day above all days is made especially for thy honor and my improvement. The Sabbath reminds me of thy rest from creation, of the resurrection of my Savior, of his entering into repose. Thy house is mine, but I am unworthy to meet thee there, and am unfit for spiritual service. When I enter it, I come before thee as a sinner, condemned by conscience and thy word. For I am still in the body and in the wilderness, ignorant, weak, in danger, and in need of thine aid. But encouraged by thy all-sufficient grace, let me go to thy house with a lively hope of meeting thee, knowing that there thou wilt come to me and give me peace. My soul is drawn out to thee in longing desires, for thy presence in the sanctuary, at the table, where all are entertained on a feast of good things. Let me, before the broken elements, emblems of thy dying love, cry to thee with broken heart for grace and forgiveness. I long for that blissful communion of thy people, in thy eternal house, in the perfect kingdom. These are they that follow the Lamb. May I be of their company. And amen. And again, making very, very clear that we need to go to the house of the Lord on our Sunday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, whatever your church happens to do as their main service. That's what we need. That's where we need to be. That's what we need to be doing. All right. And the September 11th morning, Spurgeon morning and evening, the scripture for today is 2 Corinthians 6:17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. The Christian, while in the world, is not to be of the world. He should be distinguished from it in the great object of his life. To him, to live should be Christ. Whether he eats or drinks or whatever he does, he should do all to God's glory. You may lay up treasure, but lay it up in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves break not through nor steal. You may strive to be rich, but be it your ambition to be rich in faith and good works. You may have pleasure, but when you are merry, sing songs and make melody, sing psalms and make melody in your hearts to the Lord. In your spirit, as well as in your aim, you should differ from the world. Waiting humbly before God, always conscious of his presence, delighting in communion with him and seeking to know his will, you will prove that you are of heavenly race, and you should be separate from the world in your actions. If a thing be right, though you lose by it, it must be done. If it be wrong, though you would gain by it, you must scorn the sin for your master's sake. You must have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Walk worthy of your high calling and dignity. Remember, O Christian, that thou art a son of the King of Kings. Therefore, keep thyself unspotted from the world. Soil not the fingers which are soon to sweep celestial strings. Let not these eyes become the windows of lust which are soon to see the King in his beauty. Let not those feet be defiled in miry places which are soon to walk the golden streets. Let not those hearts be filled with pride and bitterness which are ere long to be filled with heaven and to overflow with ecstatic joy. Then rise, my soul, and soar away above the thoughtless crowd, above the pleasures of the gay and splendors of the proud, up where eternal beauties bloom and pleasures all divine, where wealth that never can consume and endless glories shine. All right, and our scripture readings for today. So we're going to be in 2 Samuel 6, 1 Corinthians 16, Ezekiel 14, and Psalm 55. So 2 Samuel 6. Then David again gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God, which is called by the name, the very name of Yahweh of hosts, who is enthroned above the cherubim. And they drove the ark of God on a new cart, that they might bring it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, were leading the new cart. So they brought it with the ark of God from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Ahio was walking ahead of the cart of the ark. Now David and all the house of Israel were celebrating before Yahweh with all kinds of instruments made of fir wood, and with lyres, harps, tambourines, castanets, and cymbals. Then they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, and Uzzah reached out toward the ark of God and took hold of it because the oxen nearly upset it. And the anger of Yahweh burned against Uzzah, and God struck him down there for his irreverence, and he died there by the ark of God. And David became angry because of Yahweh's breaking out against Uzzah, and that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. So David was afraid of Yahweh that day, and he said, "How can the ark of Yahweh come to me?" And David was unwilling to move the ark of Yahweh into the city of David with him. But David took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. Thus the ark of Yahweh remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and Yahweh blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Then it was told to King David, saying, "Yahweh has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him on account of the ark of God." So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And so it happened that when those who were carrying the ark of Yahweh and had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. And David was dancing before Yahweh with all his strength. And David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel were bringing up the ark of Yahweh with shouting and the sound of the trumpet. Then it happened, as the ark of Yahweh came into the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before Yahweh, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of Yahweh and placed it in its place inside the tent which David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahweh. Then David completed offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, and he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh of hosts. And he apportioned to all the people, to all the multitude of Israel, both to men and women, a cake of bread and one of dates and one of raisins to each one. Then all the people went each to his house. But David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How the king of Israel has glorified himself today. He uncovered himself today in the eyes of his servants. maids in the eyes of his servants, maids, as one of the worthless ones, shamelessly uncovers himself. So David said to Michal, "It was before Yahweh who chose me above your father and above all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of Yahweh. Over Israel, therefore, I will celebrate before Yahweh, and I will be esteemed even more lightly than this, and will be humble in my own eyes. But with the maids of whom you have spoken, with them I will be glorified." And Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death. All right, take a sip of tea here. And I was just notified by the dogs that my wife has come down. So, all right, 1 Corinthians 16. "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so do you also. On the first day of every week, each one of you is to set something aside, saving whatever he has prospered, so that no collection be made when I come. And when I arrive, whomever you may approve, I will send them with letters to carry your gracious gift to Jerusalem. And if it is fitting for me to go also, they will go with me. But I will come to you after I go through Macedonia, for I am going through Macedonia, and perhaps I will stay with you, or even spend the winter, so that you may send me on my way wherever I may go. For I do not wish to see you now just in passing, for I hope to remain with you for some time, if the Lord permits, but I will remain in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Now if Timothy comes, take care that he is with you without fear, for he is doing the Lord's work, as I also am. So let no one despise him, but send him on his way in peace, so that he may come to me, for I expect him with the brothers. Now concerning Apollos, our brother, I encouraged him greatly to come to you with the brothers, and it was not at all his desire to come now, but he will come when he has opportunity. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Now I exhort you, brothers, you know the household of Stephanas, that they were the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves for service to the saints. That you also be in subjection to such men, and to everyone who helps in the work and labors. And I rejoice over the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, because they have supplied what was lacking on your part, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore recognize such men. The churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Prissa greet you heartily in the Lord, with the church that is in their house. All the brothers greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The greeting is in my own hand, Paul. If anyone does not love the Lord, he is to be accursed. Maranatha. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen." And now Ezekiel 14. "Then some elders of Israel came to me and sat down before me. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 'Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts, and have put right before their faces the stumbling block of their iniquity. Should I be inquired by them at all? Therefore speak to them and tell them, thus says Lord Yahweh, any man of the house of Israel who sets up his idols in his heart, puts right before his face the stumbling block of his iniquity, and then comes to the prophet, I, Yahweh, will be brought to give him an answer in light of it, in light of the multitude of his idols, in order to seize the house of Israel by their heart, those who are estranged from me through all their idols. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says Lord Yahweh, turn back and turn away from your idols, and turn your faces away from all your abominations. For anyone of the house of Israel, or of the sojourners, who sojourn in Israel, who separates himself from me, sets up his idols in his heart, puts right before his face the stumbling block of his iniquity, and then comes to the prophet to inquire of me for himself, I, Yahweh, will be brought to answer him in my own person. I will set my face against that man and make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from among my people, so you will know that I am Yahweh. But if the prophet is enticed to speak a word, it is I, Yahweh, who have enticed that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand against him and destroy him from among my people Israel. They will bear the punishment of their iniquity, as the iniquity of the inquirer is, so the iniquity of the prophet will be, in order that the house of Israel may no longer wander from me, and no longer defile themselves with all their transgressions. Thus they will be my people, and I shall be their God, declares Lord Yahweh. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, if a country sins against me by committing unfaithfulness, and I stretch out my hand against it, break its staff of bread, send famine against it, and cut off from it both man and beast, even though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in its midst, by their own righteousness, they could only deliver themselves, declares Lord Yahweh. If I were to cause wild beasts to pass through the land, and they bereaved it of children, and it became desolate so that no one would pass through it because of the beast, though these three men were in its midst, as I live, declares Lord Yahweh, they could not deliver either their sons or their daughters. They alone would be delivered, but the country would become desolate. Or if I should bring a sword on that country and say, let the sword pass through the country and cut off man and beast from it, even though these three men were in its midst, as I live, declares Lord Yahweh, they could not deliver either their sons or their daughters, but they alone would be delivered. Or if I should send a plague against that country and pour out my wrath and blood on it to cut off man and beast from it, even though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in its midst, as I live, declares Lord Yahweh, they could not deliver either their son or their daughter. They would deliver only themselves by their righteousness. For thus says Lord Yahweh, how much more when I send my four calamitous judgments against Jerusalem, sword, famine, wild beasts, and plague, to cut off man and beast from it. Yet behold, survivors will be left in it who will be brought out, both sons and daughters. Behold, they are going to come forth to you, and you will see their way and actions. Then you will be comforted for the calamity which I have brought against Jerusalem, for everything which I have brought upon it. Then they will comfort you when you see their way and actions, so you will know that I have not done in vain all that I did to it, declares Lord Yahweh. And now Psalm 55. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Give heed to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint, and am surely distracted because of the voice of the enemy, because of the pressure of the wicked. For they shake wickedness down upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me. My heart is in anguish within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror has covered me. I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove! I would fly away and be at rest. Behold, I would wander far away. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hasten to my place of refuge from the stormy wind and tempest. Confuse, O Lord, divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around her upon her walls, and wickedness and mischief are in her midst. Destruction is in her midst. Oppression and deceit do not depart from her streets, for it is not an enemy who reproaches me. Then I could bear it, nor is it one who hates me who has magnified himself against me. Then I could hide myself from him. But it is you, a man my equal, my close companion and my familiar friend. We who had sweet counsel together walked in the house of God in the throng. Let death come deceitfully upon them. Let them go down alive to Sheol, for evil is in their dwelling, in their midst. As for me, I shall call upon God, and Yahweh will save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I will bring my complaint and moan, and he will hear my voice. He will redeem my soul in peace from the battle which is against me. For they are many who strive with me. God will hear and answer them, even the one who sits enthroned from of old, because they do not change and do not fear God. My companion has put forth his hands against those who were at peace with him. He has violated his covenant. His speech was smoother than butter, but his heart was war. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden upon Yahweh, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. But you, O God, will bring them down to to the pit of corruption. Men of bloodshed and deceit will not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Amen. And that is our reading for the day. I hope you have a blessed, blessed day. And again, I would pray, hope and pray that you would get out there and attend church this morning, and that you would sit under a solid preacher, because it is critical that you have that solid preaching to guide you. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking me up this morning, for bringing me to a point of being awake and getting it together and being able to get out this podcast this morning to everybody. And Lord, I would pray that we would all be lifted up and edified by this reading of the prayers and the devotion and in your word. And Lord, that it would set our hearts focused on the proper things in preparation for us attending your worship services this morning. Dear Lord, please bless these worship services. Please bless this time with God, this time with you and with your word and with the preaching of your word, that it would truly equip and edify us and prepare us to walk as your witnesses in this world. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful Sunday, a biblical Sunday, a Sunday focused on the things of God. And I will hopefully, God willing, see you tomorrow morning. Remember, whatever you do this today, do it for the glory of God. May God bless you.